When you're on the witness stand in a courtroom, everything you say is recorded, interpreted, challenged, and judged against the letter of the law. A distorted fact, a failure to remember, the truth told unconvincingly, a stutter or two can all influence a verdict that brings irrevocable life-changing effects to you and to others. It is not surprising that such high drama is center stage in Pulitzer Prize-winning novels, Academy Award-winning films, and television Emmy winners, as seen through such unforgettable characters as Captain Queeg, Atticus Finch, Daniel Webster, Perry Mason. Bob Andreotta, however, is not a fictional character, but a flesh-and-blood human being. In his late 40s, with thick, wavy black hair and dark-framed glasses, Andreotta, a partner at KPMG, was being subpoenaed by the Securities Exchange Commission to give testimony on charges of backdating stock options at Apple and Pixar. When we first met him in San Francisco in 2013, the experience had been permanently etched in his mind. He didn't need a Hollywood writer to dramatize his telling of what he'd gone through 5 minutes before he took the stand. My head was exploding. The pressure was so extreme. If I was indicted or found culpable in any way, my reputation would be ruined, my credentials taken away, my ability to work in a public company gone. I felt like I might end up living in a van down by the river. I was afraid to say the wrong thing. I felt this was it. I was on the line. Bob Andreotta had faced a particularly harrowing high-pressure moment. The outcome was important to him. The outcome was uncertain, and he would be accountable and judged on the results. If there had ever been a time that Mr. Andreotta's performance mattered in his mind, that was it. We all experience moments of extreme pressure in our lives, times in which we feel like Mr. Andreotta, when we have to deliver the goods or suffer dire consequences. For most of us, these moments create a sense of dread. Over the last 20 years, the two of us, one as a psychologist, one as a high-performance coach, and both as researchers and consultants, have collected a great deal of information about how people experience pressure. Our research has been conducted all over the world via workshops, seminars, business school presentations, clinical therapy, coaching sessions, and consulting activities with all sorts of organizations, including the U.S. Navy and Army, the CIA, NASA, the Federal Reserve Banking System, the EPA, the FBI, the Department of Labor, the National Institutes of Health, the IRS, NBA and NFL teams, Olympic athletes and other elite athletes, Fortune 500 companies such as Goldman Sachs, Chubb Insurance, IBM, Estee Lauder, Avon, Intel, Merrill Lynch, SAP, Morgan Stanley, Bank of America, Medtronic, Prudential, Nationwide, State Farm, Johnson & Johnson, IBM, TRW, Hughes Aircraft, Hyatt, Microsoft, Pfizer, KPMG, and Fidelity, the Institute for Management Studies, the Security Industry Association, and the Young Presidents Organization. We have also undertaken a multi-year study of individuals who are under pressure and asked this question: what is it about the top 10% of the 12,000 people, the top 1,200, we studied that helps them handle pressure more effectively and receive the most promotions? This wasn't just anecdotal. We used cutting-edge 360 assessment to ascertain what these people did differently. This 360, or multi-rater assessment, is a method of systematically collecting observations about an individual's behavior and performance from a wide range of sources, including peers, direct reports, managers, customers, and even family and friends. This is illustrated in Appendix A at the end of this program. This allows us to understand how an individual deals with pressure from a number of different data points as opposed to just relying on the person's self-perception. Each of the 12,000 people we studied was assessed by anywhere from 6 to 14 people. So in total, we had more than 100,000 people assess the 12,000 subjects. We identified the top 10% based on their manager's performance ratings from all who assessed them. In addition, each month, JP's organization, the Institute for Health and Human Potential, IHHP, sends out short questionnaires to more than 10,000 individuals around the world, asking such questions as, do you feel you work better under pressure? Are you more concerned with failing in a pressure moment or more focused on succeeding in one? Responses from tens of thousands of individuals have helped us identify the pressure patterns and pressure management interventions. Henry Weisinger developed the Weisinger Pressure Assessment and Inventory, a clinical assessment tool that provides important insights into how people experience, respond to, and can manage pressure more effectively.